The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Although we're not encouraging anybody to do that, joining us right now is Lieutenant Nick Godwin with the Port Huron Police Department. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Thought this would be a good time for us to talk about the annual float down, which nobody encourages, nobody endorses, nobody's saying that we should do it, but we know what happens on the third Sunday of August every year in Port Huron, don't we?
We sure do. And this Sunday, the weather's looking pretty good, so we're anticipating a large crowd, but Be mindful of the conditions. It's really not a place for kids. The Coast Guard is mandating everyone under 18 has to wear a life jacket, but everyone should wear a life jacket if you're going to participate. There are many different ways to participate in the float down event, such as like using a kayak or a canoe, have a paddle with you, and being able to control where you go so you don't end up someplace you don't want to be.
That's really the key, is having a paddle and a good, sturdy device, because I think people, especially that don't live around here, haven't been on the St. Clair River before, don't know what they're getting into, do they?
No, and people come from all around, and the St. Clair River technically is a Class 5 rapids that, you know, people go out west for or out east and have guides that take them down that, but because it appears to be flat, that they think, it's no big deal. But really, it's a long ways. It's fast-moving water. You can get tangled up and get yourself into a bad situation really quickly if you're not careful.
What are some other things people need to keep in mind if they are going to do this on Sunday?
Like I said, a life jacket. I can't stress that enough. It's so important. Everyone should just have one on. They're becoming more and more comfortable and aren't as gaudy as the old ones might used to be. So put your pride aside and go home safely if you're going to participate. Wear that life jacket. Like I mentioned earlier, a paddle is a great thing to be able to control whatever craft you're in. Or maybe fins. Get a pair of swim fins to help give you some propulsion to keep you where you want to be. You don't get blown over to Canada if you didn't start from there. Or if you're Canadian and you don't get blown over to the American side. And be able to control where you go or get yourself out of a situation if you find yourself in one.
Yeah, because we know what happened a few years ago, and so many people ended up drifting over, and you just don't want to do that. Obviously, this goes without saying, but we should probably say it anyway. Alcohol is something that you want to avoid out there, isn't it?
Yeah, people are going to do it. It's a recreational activity. If you choose to do it, please, please don't overdo it. One for the judgment and whatnot, and the water is unforgiving, but just the hypothermia. People, you know, it might be close to 90, but that water is not 90. The water is, you know, high 60s, low 70s, and when you mix in the cold water and alcohol, that just speeds up the hypothermia process, and it's a tough thing to get back from once you find yourself in there. Especially when you've got a few more miles to go down the river, you can't just get out wherever you please. So please, if you choose to do the float down, limit that alcohol intake, and none is the best option.
Yeah, absolutely. And have a plan not only for, you know, where you're going to get in the water, but where you're going to get out and what happens then when you get out. Is there going to be somebody to give you a ride? Are you going to have a car there? I think all too often people get out of the water and they don't know what to do next.
No, there's a lot of people you'll see hitchhiking and walking up Military Street trying to get back to the north end of their vehicles because they just didn't think about that, or maybe thought there was going to be a bus or a trailer or something to take you back. This is on your own. This is not a sanctioned event. You'll see a lot of resources out there to try to help keep people safer, but yeah, this is on your own. Make your plan. Let somebody know where you're going, when you plan on being back. A dry bag is an excellent resource to be able to put an ID in case you do end up on the other side of the river. And a cell phone to be able to reach out for help. I wouldn't have it on, but to have it in a dry bag to keep it safe. But at least it gives you some resources to be able to call a friend for a ride, call a taxi something, or call 911 if it is a true emergency.
It is a combined effort by the Sheriff's Department, the Coast Guard, Port Huron Police, all going to be out there trying to keep everybody safe. What specifically is the Police Department going to be focusing on in terms of safety?
Well, we'll have a boat out with some firefighters for rescue out on the river, but then we'll have a number of patrolmen out You know, one with parking as the event starts, trying to keep that flowing through safely and nobody getting run over, trying to hurry up and get in the river. And then as the event goes on, we'll be kind of monitoring. We've had years where, you know, the wind kicks up out of the south and we've had trespassing issues and assaults. And I think there was even a attempt murder one year. Somebody's trying to drown somebody else. So we don't want any of those things. We want people to, if they choose to do it, to have a good time and do it safely. But it's just so unpredictable. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on it, but there was an incident, I think 2014, where a collegiate swimmer drowned in the St. Clair River. You know, I'm sure he thought his abilities were high and no problem, and look what happened. So the water doesn't discriminate against who you are. If you get yourself in a bad situation, there might not be any coming back for it. So. Yeah. Consider going up to the beach and just hanging out and not doing the float down. Still enjoy the blue water area. It's going to be a beautiful day, but strongly recommend people don't partake in this.
I love it as a spectator sport. It's always fun to watch, and we wish you all the best, whether you're participating or whether you're helping out with the efforts.